Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, I want to bring a point to you. It just sort of hit me here. I think yesterday, a little bit more as I'm thinking about it today, was that I started Lifestyles Unlimited back in September of 1990. That's 35 years ago. And if what my goal was 35 years ago was to create a hustle, and I mean, there's all these young kids nowadays, they've got all these online hustles where they go out and promote things, whatever it is, get rich quick schemes, investment schemes, or just building their personal brand so they can sell stuff or get clicks, whatever it is. The reality is, if that's what I would have done 35 years ago, if that's really what Lifestyles was about, what I was about, I would be just as broke as you are. I'd be right here, right now, going like, my gosh, if I don't get up and get some clicks this morning, I'm not going to make any money. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't keep doing this. I'm almost 70 years of age. It's going to come a time when I don't have the energy to get up and do these radio shows and to hustle this hustle and so on and so forth. And I think about that, and I think it's a darn good thing, because there's been people that come and people that go, people that worked with me, alongside of me, that were here for the right reasons. They came in as members. They bought assets. Those assets made them wealthy, wealthy enough that they could live off those assets, and then they'd go their own way. I used to jokingly say to people who'd come to work for me, if you work for me more than 5 years, only one or two things can be true, and one of them is that you like real estate, you don't like real estate at all, and you like teaching, and you just like being around people, and this is very much a people business, being in the mentoring and consulting business. Or number two, you just don't like real estate, right? It's not really your gig. You're just here. You're here for the ride. And I would tell them, look, if you're here 5 years and you haven't bought enough real estate that you should be able to replace your earned income with passive income and not need to work for me anymore, right? Then you've got a problem, and you probably should move on, because this isn't going to get you anywhere working for me. Because, you know, people always say, well, hey, Del, when do I get a raise? And when do I get a promotion? And I go, well, there are no raises. There are no promotions. What do you mean there's no raise? How do you have a company with no raise or promotion? Number one, the only people that work for me are people that have already, they've replaced their earned income with passive income. And that's the consultants and the mentors. There's a few clerical people that work for us, that it's a job. But the bottom line is, it's a job. And people say, well, I'm worth more than this. I said, well, you may honestly be worth more, but the job isn't worth more. We're paying what the job pays. And, you know, you pick this job. And as long as this is your job, this is what you get paid. Now, if you want to become a brain surgeon or a doctor or, you know, a scientist or a rocket scientist or something, those guys get paid a little bit more. You should go do that. People go, I can't believe, you know, where's your team building? My team building was never intended to be team building. We have a team of people that are all very close, and they're closely connected by the fact that we all own real estate investments. And we also are connected because we like teaching people how we did it and how you can do it also. So the point I'm making to you is that, unlike so many programs that are out there right now, the programs are out there because they're in place to make money for the owner or for the employees that are putting together what we call this hustle, They've got this hustle to try to sign you up to get you to buy their educational packages and even more, very expensive more. And there's no problem with any package you buy. There's no problem with buying education information. That's not really the problem. The problem is these people are not really teaching you what you need to know. They're teaching you about the hustle. They're not teaching you about the asset. Now, they'll tell you that they're teaching you about the asset, but they themselves don't even know how it works. They themselves don't even own real estate. And the real estate they do own is not very effective from what I've seen. Now, someone can push back on anything I'm saying right now. This is just my opinion. This is an opinion piece. But in my mind, the people that really made it real estate investing don't really care about the side hustle. The side hustle is something like, hey, I like teaching. I've liked teaching for 35 years. I was retired 35 years ago. I'm retired now. You say, well, Del, you're not really retired because you're on the radio. And you know what? You're right. I'm not really retired because I'm on the radio. I'm not really retired because I teach classes. So what is that all about? Well, for me, it's simply enjoyment. I enjoy teaching. I've taught out my whole life. I've always been a leader. And so I like doing it. But for you, what you need to get out of all this conversation I'm having today is that there's really an underlying benefit to all this that you need to get, and that is assets. What is missed in all this is not the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, hey, let's make this thing happen. It's not the tap dance or the magic or any of that stuff. What it is the assets. And I think back, and I've got my trusty online radio phone calculator, which is terrible. But let's just take a little shot at this for a second. The first four houses I purchased were three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage houses. Median-type housing, right down the middle. Not that large, I think 1,400 square feet. I don't say 1,400 square feet. Not that large. At that time, they were median housing. Those houses today would be worth about $300,000 to $400,000, depending on where they're at. In Houston, where I bought them, they're probably about $350,000. So let's talk about this. I paid $25,000 a house, and I only had to put 10% down, which was $2,500. All right? So I bought four houses at $25,000 each. That's $100,000. That today, if I just would have done that, that's all I would have done. I'd own four houses right now that are worth, let's see, $350 times 4, worth $1,400,000. I'd be a millionaire. And by the way, I started 35 years ago, so what would have happened to the mortgages by now? They would have been paid off. So I would have paid down all the debt to zero, and they'd be worth $1.4 million. Not to mention that I was making $880 a month positive cash flow. So let's take that, $880 a month. And not even assuming that that would go up, although it would, but $880 a month times 12 months. That was on all four of them. That's $220 each. That's $10,560, right, a year. And we've been doing this 35 years, times 35 years. And that's $369,600. That's $370,000 plus the 1.4 plus $1,400,000. I would have made $1,769,000 on this stuff and would not have paid any taxes on it the way I'm set up. That's four houses, guys. What if you bought eight? So now you're at $2 million, $3 million, $3 million. What if you bought 10? Now you're at $4 million, $5 million. You follow what I'm saying? If you would just do a small amount right now, then your future is great. And what happens is if you do it really the way this works on a human basis, You want to buy what you can buy psychologically right now. And I say psychologically, it might be financially. That might be a limitation for you in some cases. Many times the financial limitation is not as deep as you think it is. I can find places in your finances, in your money, in your family's net worth that can be gotten to that you didn't know you could. And you can buy real estate. So if you could go out and buy a couple houses, one or two or three or four like I did, you've made great strides. Your 10, 20, 30-year future is incredible. But that isn't really what happens. What happens is you buy one or two, and the typical thing that happens to the people that get bit by the bug, and there really is a difference. I mean, some people start an exercise program and quit the next day. Some people start and last a month. People get excited about things, and then they fall by the wayside. And maybe you buy a couple houses, then you lose your excitement. Say, okay, well, I've got a couple. Maybe I'll go back. And many of you, what I find, might do one or two, especially if you did them wrong. If you didn't come in and get help and you didn't have the right approach to doing it, you might have done one or two and, man, go the hassles and the tenants, taxes, toilets, problems, and blah, blah, blah. And then you don't want to do it ever again. So if you do it, you want to do it right up front. So you don't get bummed out about it. But as you're going through it, and somewhere along the way, you just get burnt out to it. I mean, even I've been bodybuilding now since I was 14 years old. And I go through cycles. Like right now, I'm just guns blazing again. I'm excited about it. I'm working out. I'm watching my diet. I'm in shape again. I mean, I look like a 20-year-old kid, probably better built than most 20-year-old kids. And I don't say that, you know, as an arrogant way. I'm just saying it happens if you do it. Now, I could lose motivation in a month or 2 months and coast. It happens to people, right? But the basis, the foundation that I put together when I was young working out is the foundation that allows me to get it back really easily right now. My body goes, man, I know what you're doing. We got to put some muscle on. And by the way, you're eating healthy again. We're going to lose our fat. We're going to look better. Body just talking to me, saying, hey, you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to keep giving you better and better results. Well, the same thing happens. Maybe you hear us on the radio and you say, you know what, I've owned some rent houses in the past. I did a terrible job at it. Didn't really know what I was doing. Let's go talk to this guy. Let's go see what this guy's got to teach. And you come in and I show you a bunch of stuff and you go, wow. The big aha button in the sky goes off, man. The, oh my gosh, that's what I didn't know. If I would have known that, and I do that every single day. It blows my mind right now. I was a competitive bodybuilder. My daughter's now a pro, and her husband, son-in-law, is not only a pro, he's been to Mr. Olympia. So you watch these guys, you hang around them, and you start watching YouTube, and we didn't have YouTube back then. And so you find out all this detail. And, you know, I started finding out that I wasn't working this body part the right way, and I wasn't working that body part the right way, and I wasn't eating correctly. I thought I was eating correctly, but I wasn't eating as correctly as I could. And all of a sudden, without taking any steroids, my body's back in as good a shape as it was when I took steroids. You go, how does that happen? Well, one, your body remembers it, and that's the same thing. If you start building wealth, and you get out there and you start doing this, it's going to come back to you. Buy a couple houses, two, three, four, and all of a sudden you go, you know what? I need more wealth. You're going to go buy some more assets. Or you may come in and go, you know what? It's time to be bigger. That's the kind of thing we do in bodybuilding. You know what? I feel really good losing all that fat, but now I'm skinny. Now I need to lift some heavier weights and get some muscle back. Well, same thing as you. Maybe you start watching your finances again. You start thinking about getting in. You say, hey, got my two little rent houses. You know what? Listen, Dell, maybe I'm going to go buy a small apartment. I might go buy myself a fourplex, which isn't really an apartment. It's really four single-family houses tied together. It's considered single-family. Or I might go buy a 5 to 10 unit, a small apartment, do my first apartment. That might be what I need to do right now. And just all of a sudden, you go, like, I'm going to grow. I'm going to get better. And then you do that, and now you've got that basis under you. Once you learn how to do that first small apartment complex, now you know. Say, well, that's pretty cool. I made a lot of money on that deal. Or I didn't make as much as I could because I didn't do that. You know, looking back, he told me to do this. I didn't do it. And he said that was important. I didn't think it was important. I thought I could get away with not doing that. And you take the lazy way out and you don't hit the exercises the right way. You don't hit the gym the right amount of times. You don't watch your diet. It's amazing, man. I see these girls. It really blows my mind. In the gym, there's this massive number of young women nowadays in their 20s and early 30s that are working out harder than ever. And they're all fat as can be. And I'm thinking to my, and they come in as groups and they work out together and they're excited about it and they're really enjoying their workout. But they're fat as can be. And my gut instinct as a trainer wants to walk over and go, what are you training for? Then why don't you diet? But I don't, because it's inappropriate in the gym business, walk up to people. So I just watch from the outside and go, look at all the results they're not getting. I come in the gym, on the other hand, because I know how to eat, how to work out, how to cycle my workouts. And people look at me like, how the heck are you getting in such good shape so quickly? It's the same thing with wealth. How do you build wealth so quickly? Because it's the little things you don't know how to do that you're not doing that's not making it work. So that's what you need. You need that information. But before the information will do you any good, you need the motivation to want to own some assets. You can't just have a side hustle. You can't figure out a way to make some cash flow. Cash flow is very important. You can't retire until you have it. But if you're out there hustling to make money, you're still working. You need your money to go to work for you. You need your assets to be paying you, not you working to pay for your assets. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we have been discussing the fact that I started Lifestyles back in September of 1990. This is the 35th year anniversary. And the amounts of money that have been made by members is just mind-boggling. I don't know the number. I made a decision early on not to track everything that everybody did. And quite honestly, I'm glad that I didn't, because it's just the amount of data at this point would have been unbelievable. It would have cost me a whole nother body, human being, just to do nothing but tracking on this stuff. But now we're here 35 years later. And back when I started, I was the only guy around doing this. There were guys out there that had these seminars where you'd go out to a two-day seminar. No, not a two-day. It was just a couple-hour seminar at a hotel. They had, like, Dave Del Dotto, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boo, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlton Sheets, Robert Kiyosaki. Even Donald Trump had a seminar. And you'd go there, and they'd sell you a set of books and tapes, right, classes, maybe be a part of a club or something. And that was it, man. That was it. And I came along with this idea. I said, you know what? What if there's actually real people that you could go meet in a real office and touch base with them and get to know them as human beings, real people that have actually done this, helping you, teaching you, and if you pay a little bit more money, mentoring you through the process. That was what I set up 35 years ago, and it's worked for 35 years. But now there's so much competition out there with cheap fakes. And I don't say cheap because they charge the same price as we charge, but they're fakes. They've not done it. They've not made it happen. They've not made it happen for themselves, nor have they made it happen for their customers. And, you know, there's a lot of that fraud going on out there. It's kind of scary. But what it did for me is I was sitting here with the 35th anniversary. I'm thinking, what can I do? I mean, I've been doing this for 35 years. There's no more excitement, is there? And then I thought to myself, I said, you know what? Maybe there should be. Maybe there should be excitement. Maybe I should figure out how to make the program better. Well, Dell, you've made it better, you know, multiple every year for 35 years. It's gotten a little better, a little tweak, a little this, a little that. I said, yeah, but that's maybe not what I need to do. Maybe what I need to do is just wrap my arms around the fact that, okay, a product being 35 years old may need some updating. And so what I decided to do was to go on a listening tour. I'm going to hit Houston, Texas for the 35th anniversary. I want you to come. To be there, all you have to do is be a member. We have a Thursday night class where I'm going to have panels get up there and talk about what they've done over the last 35 years. You can ask them questions, and they'll tell you. I have a single-family panel and a multifamily panel. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm actually going to teach the two-day class and teach you what has changed in 35 years. So you can get to see, wow, look what really has gone on during 35 years. It's going to be an incredibly interesting conversation over these two days. If you're not a member and you want to get into this, it normally costs anywhere from $500 to $740. We have different specials off of that, but we're going to give you one, the cheapest. I think this is the cheapest special we ever ran. I'm going to give it to you 1 year for $197. 1 year for $197 for a family membership. That's husband, wife, and kids, 18 and younger. And if you want, after you sign up, you can have the option to sign one more family up, one more membership for a dollar more. So two memberships for $198. And to get to that, you're going to have to text the word radio to 88007. That's 88007. Text the word radio, and you can get this discount. And then not only will you get to see me in Houston, I'm going to go up to Dallas and do the same thing again in Dallas. And depending on if, you know, I'm getting old, guys. I know nobody said, Del, don't ever admit you're getting old. It's only just a number, blah, 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 blah. I know. I understand that. And I've got more energy now than I had a year ago because I'm working out again. Wonderful thing. Great shape. But if I have enough, I might even go to San Antonio because I want to do this, what I'm going to call the listening tour. I want to go out there and find out what it's going to take for this program to be even better. What do people really need to make the program better for them? I want to hear their ideas. And maybe one or two great ideas will come sliding out. I've already come up with a couple things we're going to do to make it better. And I'm going to share those on this tour of the stuff I've already decided we're going to do. And I'm going to share it at the tour to make the program better, make it more effective for you guys. But I'm going to be looking for other answers, looking for other ideas. This is a listening tour, right? 35 years, young, time to listen again. Dell needs to know what would make this program better. And that's what I'm listening for. I'll be all ears. I'll be out there working on this thing with you guys. But if you want to go and you're not a member, and if you're a member, you can come to Houston, you can come to Dallas, you can come to San Antonio, you can come to all of them. There will be parties, there will be time with me, personal time. It's going to be a blast because whenever I do this kind of thing, it always is a blast because really I'm a party man at heart, quite honestly. So what we're going to do is if you're not a member and you want to get in, maybe you've been listening to me for 6 years now, it's time to do it. Maybe it's only been 6 months or 6 weeks, and maybe only 6 days. Doesn't matter. It's time to do it. I'm going to be in Houston September 4th for the case study at night. That's Thursday night, the 4th, September 4th, from like 6 to like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then after that we'll go out and have some dinner and network and so forth. Then Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th, I'll be teaching these classes with updated 35-year update, which should be interesting in and of itself. And you could spend all that time with me. I mean, you hear me on the radio, you go, okay, hey, is this guy real? Hey, you'll be with me for 2 or 3 days straight. This is an important event. It really is. You need to come out and see me, right? Because I want to get with you. I want to change your life. And maybe you can ask me a personal question that will change your life. Maybe I can touch you one time. I've been touched by people where I've gone to them and said, look, I answer this for me. And it was the biggest aha I needed. I remember it happened to me when I was training for being an Olympic lifter to go to the Olympics. And I tried out for the Olympic team, and I didn't make it. And I sat with a guy, and the guy told me, here's what you're doing wrong. Do this. Well, the next time that Olympic trial came out, I not only got on the team, I was captain of the team, and I won the contest. Somebody gave me the right information. Of course, I went and did it, which is important. You got to listen to it. You've got to study it, learn it, and then implement it to get the results. I did. It was great. Loved it. Only did Olympic lifting one time, you know, for the Junior Olympics. And then I changed back to powerlifting. I had been powerlifting, went to Olympic lifting, then went back to powerlifting. Then I went to bodybuilding. And I found bodybuilding more pleasing than all of them, because the other ones just beat the living bejeebers out of your body. Lifting heavy, heavy, heavy weights for no reason whatsoever does not leave satisfaction. Nowhere near as well as having a small waist and a great body. Big shoulders, big muscles, and teeny waist. Healthy, lean, not fat, compared to being a big, heavy powerlifter. I digress. The bottom line, most important for you, is I might have that one little thing that's been keeping you from getting going. Maybe you're stuck and you need that one piece of information. You're going to spend 3 days with me. That's a lot. And if you wanted to come to all three showings, you come to all three showings. By the time you're done with me, you go, man, I know everything that guy knows. I spent 3 days with him. I spent 2 or 3 different sessions of 3 days with him. But if you want to get in here and you're not a member, $197 is less than what you take your family out for dinner. $197 for a family membership. That's all it costs. To get in, text the word radio to 88007, 88007, and get yourself in here. September 4th, September 6th, and September 7th. Text the word radio to 88007. Do not miss out. So if you've got a hustle, and I was watching this thing the other day because I was thinking about it really, about 15, 20 years ago, a guy said, you know, Dell, you need to create a personal brand for yourself so people know who you are. I said, I don't want that. I don't want anybody to know who I am. What do you mean? I said, well, I called it Lifestyles Unlimited for a reason. There's no Dell Walmsley, you know, real estate training program. There is none. You won't find one because there's no Dell Walmsley real estate training program. It's Lifestyles Unlimited. Why? Because I didn't want it to be about me. I wanted it to be about the facts, about education, information, mentoring. And not tie it to me. It wasn't my ego needing to go out there. And then some guy told me, said, Dell, you can't run a company. There has to be some type of a person out front. You have to have some kind of a brand. And in most of these situations, especially when you're on the radio every day, you need to build your brand. So you need to call your radio show the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. We used to call it Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Show. Now we're calling it the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. We've done that now for 20 years. I even had him put another set of people on the radio and call it the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Show because I wanted there to be some differentiation that it's not just me. There's a whole company behind this. It's not just myself. And so we've got this situation here where we've been building up this persona, Dell Walmsley, for 25 years, the Dell, I call it, which is not really me. The Dell is this guy on the radio you've never met. You know his voice. If you heard it anywhere, you'd know who I am. I have people all the time come to me, really in restaurants or in the gym, health club. Are you Dell Walmsley? I go, yeah. They had just heard my voice. I go, I know that voice. Pretty distinct. Or they've seen me on the internet. They looked up, watched one of my YouTubes or something. It comes all the time. So there is this personification out there. But today, a lot of young kids are being told, go build this brand around yourself, even if you have nothing to offer. And then you can continue to build this brand until somebody comes to you and says, will you sell my product for me? Now, that's kind of like being a movie star first, and then they want you to do commercials for them. I get it. It works. But what does it mean? It means that, okay, these movie stars are doing commercials for the rest of their life when they're too tired to act anymore. They don't have to, they're not living off the residuals. And really, you need to be living off the residuals. You need assets. Assets are inflation resistant. When everything goes up in cost, our assets go up in cost also. Our rents go up. Our value of our asset, our housing and our apartments go up. That's how you stay in line with what's going on. I mean, I remember the stock market one time dropped down to $7,000, down from like 20. And I thought, you know what, if this thing hits $6,000, I'm gonna buy $1 million worth of stock. Never did. It hit like 7,000. If it would have hit six, I would have been rich as can be. But it went from 7,000 up to now, what is it, $40,000? It's $40,000 for the stock market? And you think, well then, if everything is inflated that much, what did, you know, this little house I bought do? Well, that little house that I bought for $25,000 is now worth $350,000. So the stock market goes up, housing costs go up, living costs, cost of living goes up, everything goes up. Either you are attached to an asset that goes up with it and your net worth inflates and grows, or you're not. And if you don't get that, if you don't understand that, if you don't see how that works, then you're never really going to be wealthy. Not really wealthy. There's a difference between being well off. There's a difference between being rich, and there's a difference between being wealthy. I hear people touting, you know, I'm rich, I'm a millionaire. Okay, that's really good, very successful, glad to see it. Your first million is always the most interesting, the most fun, and the hardest to get. But is that true wealth? Nah, true wealth is where that million has grown into 5 million. Or 10 million, or 20 million, or 50 million, or 100 million. Wealth just keeps growing. And it's not a matter you actually even need that much money to enjoy life. A lot of these internet gurus, once they go broke, after they tell everybody they made billions of dollars and show the cars that they rented and the houses that they rented and the airplanes they rented, put their names all over them, took pictures in front of them, after they fake their way into fame and it all crumbles because they really have no product behind it, right? Then you realize that they have to go back to work creating a new hustle. You see these guys come and go, and every time they get on, they got a new hustle. You don't need a new hustle. You need the one that's worked for 35 years. Come see me. Text the word radio to 88007. The word radio to 88007. Get it for $197 or $198 for two memberships. Come see me in September 4th, 6th, and 7th. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.